What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch Finley, 1067 The Fan. We open these phone lines up. What are you most confident in? What are you most nervous about? Those are simple questions, but complicated answers. I want to let the boys in the aquarium check in on this to start. Landini, what are you most confident in, bruh?
I would say that I'm most confident in the Jaden Daniels, Terry McLaurin connection.
Mm-hmm.
They've been real good all year.
And most biggest nerves.
The run defense. I feel like that is a potential just absolute disaster.
They've generally been able to, they have flirted with absolute disasters. Saw that early against Philly, saw that early against Atlanta. They've generally been able to avoid it, at least over this last month. Jeffrey, what say you? What are you most confident in?
Man, Jeff's not here.
I specifically asked him to tell me when he's not there. Like, I feel like that's not that complicated. White Brian, what about you, buddy?
I am confident in Jaden Daniels' ability to put up points, and I am nervous about the Commanders' ability to stop the Lions.
Well, the whole NFL couldn't stop them, so I think that's pretty damn fair. What's crazy is we're talking about a divisional playoff round, right? Yeah. We're talking about one of the eight best teams in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, four of us have answered that are all heavily invested in watching this team and understanding this team. And all four of us have said a rookie. And I understand he's played 18 games. The kid ain't a rookie anymore.
He ain't a rookie anymore. After that third game, as Monty Coleman said.
But it speaks to what a special player he is.
Yeah.
He is. Phone lines are open now. The MGM National Harbor.
We probably wouldn't be talking if he wasn't on that team.
No. B? Hell no. MGM National Harbor listening lines are open. Let's start with our guy, Jonesy. Jonesy, what are you confident in, bud?
Hey, how you doing today, JP and 30-30? How you doing, B-Mitch?
Good, brother.
Hey, look, what I'm confident in, fellas, is that I know JD, Bob, and crew, they're going to handle their business. But my concern is the defense. Can they stop that opposing runner that's going to be coming at them this Saturday? If we can get the three and out, get off the field, rattle golf, I think we can go ahead and get this game. That's the key right there. Those are the keys for me. Get after golf, stop that runner, and disrupt what they do. I'm out, fellas. Nice talk.
All right, bro.
I'm with that, gotcha, man. Thanks for the call, Jonesy. Listen, it was against the Texans, who have a good defense. They get good pass rush. That Goff threw five interceptions.
They won that game, too.
They did win that game.
It's like the game we had the turnovers and stuff.
Five turnovers
Philly.
Against Philly, yeah.
Yeah.
Goff was 15 of 30 with five picks in that game. Now, he did throw two late touchdowns.
He had a 20 of 30 because he completed those interceptions.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Help the help the stats.
Yeah.
Non-believers, you can check the stats. Let's check in with Steady Eddie in Clinton. What's up, Steady Eddie?
What's good? What's good, gentlemen? Gentlemen, first time calling, man. I've been listening, man, listening to the show since John Thompson was on there, the great John Thompson.
All right.
I'm not worried about nothing. I'm confident in what the team going to do, what the team going to go out there and do. I'm not really worried about Detroit. And I don't think a few people, you know, a couple of people I talked to, they're not worried about it. I believe they're going to go out there and get them people. They're going to go
I
get
sure
them.
I sure hope that happens, bro. That's what
hey,
I'm looking forward to.
Hey, B. Mitch, I think it's going to happen, man. Hey, look, you got to think about it. We weren't even supposed to be here. We know the way they talk about us, man, beginning of the season, man, and preseason. We might win 7 games. We weren't even supposed to be here. So we playing with house money. And right now, we up. We up right
exactly.
now. So, yeah, we up right now. So, I got confidence in him, man. I think we're going to go get it, man. We're going to shock the world. We're going to do Ali on. We're going to shock the world. I'm out.
I love it, Steady Eddie.
Appreciate you, brother.
I mean, I tweeted this yesterday just because we were back in Ashburn. But this whole playoff run, and it's funny, when you talk about playoff runs in basketball, like in hockey and baseball, the runs take 6 weeks or whatever. You know what I mean? Because the series is series and series, and it takes longer. Like, at this point, Washington's been in a playoff run for, like, 3-4 weeks.
Yeah.
Because you had to beat Philly, then you beat Atlanta, you seal it. You want the sixth seed. You have the miracle last-minute Mariota play in Dallas. Then you go to Tampa and win. And I keep having this vision of Stringer Bell in my head. I want you to put the word out there that we back up. Like, when he says we're playing with house money, we're up there. Like, I agree. And I am so prepared. Not prepared, but excited for the eventual conversation about what an incredible year this has been.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for that. But I'm not ready to have it right now.
Not right now.
Is all eyes on Detroit. Marty's in Alexandria. Marty, what are you confident in? What has you nervous?
Well, I'm aligned with you. And Jaden, we trust. I think he's going to play. He's going to play great. He's going to. And when the plays break down, that's when I think he's at his best. What I'm uncomfortable with is our ability to create run lanes. I don't know if all starting five linemen are going to be in there. I hope they are, because if they're not, we're going to be at risk. But I think the fix, and I can't believe I'm saying this, is I hope we activate Rod, because Rod may not give you a 40-yard run, but he's going to give you 3.1 yards every time, no matter who the hell's in front of him. So I'm hoping that Rod's on the field to move the ball, particularly for those four-down plays, so, you know, and Jaden can continue to take us down the field. So that's where I'm at.
Appreciate you, bud. I don't know this, but I'm going to credit Marty and Alexandria. I believe that's the first time we've heard a dude refer to Chris Rodriguez as Rod.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
Yeah. At first, I was like, who the hell is he talking about?
Let's
call him C-Rod. But I just heard Rod. I'm like, okay, who the hell is Rod? And I said, okay, I know who he's talking about.
I liked it. Landfill, I'm going to defer to you. You can give me a noise. You can give me the good noise or the bad noise. How do we feel about Rod? Bang! Rod is here to stay. I'm gonna tell him that in the locker room. Somebody just called him Rod. See what he says.
What a Rod.
Do you think Chris Rodriguez is active Saturday?
I don't know. I have no clue on that one. Just like, I think having McNichols in the game last week against Tampa was because of what he did in the first game. And it didn't work. But at this point, we can say what we want about any running back out there. The O-line got to create some lanes. They got to get some push. And they weren't getting any push. So you can say it by Brian. You can say it by C-Rod, McNichols, Austin. You don't do well without your offensive line being on somebody. And their D-line lived in our backfield. They got to correct that themselves.
To that point, B, last year, when Sam Howell was getting just beaten to hell, right?
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of people involved in those sacks. Sam was involved. The O-line was involved. The play calling was involved. Like, it's never one. It's very rarely one little thing in football. And
true.
I do think some of the run game struggles are similar. That there's a lot more going on than just any one thing. I honestly could see it making sense to get Rodriguez back active. With Eckler back and playing so well, McNichols didn't get a ton of snaps because McNichols kind of serves that role.
Yeah.
And I think maybe they needed to be able to count on Eckler's health or whatever that was. But assuming you feel confident there, I think C-Rod gives you more in this situation because – When you've gone to him in tough running spots, he's been able to deliver. I'm pulling up snap counts now. Offensively, McNichols. Oh, man, why'd they just kick me out? Offensively. All right, I'm going to take another call, and then I'll circle back to that. Let's go to our boy Drew Cohen's on the line. What up, DC?
Hey, JP. Hey, B. Mitch. Good what to up, be man? Back, even if for a day or two. But in terms of what I'm certain about for this week, I am certain that the team that we've been seeing all year is going to show up the exact same way in Detroit, because consistency has been a bedrock. I mean, when they went for it on fourth down in Tampa, I was like, well, that's Thursday night Eagle game all over. They're going to play the way they play. They're going to show up the way they show up. And hopefully good things happen. So, and Detroit's got to worry about us. I think we can play loose. So I think I'm not really worried about them. I mean, my only concern is going out with Tailgate Ted in Detroit, and I don't want to get hurt with that. But I'm in playoff mode, so we should be good.
I think you got this. I think you got it. You got it. We got faith in you.
Ted got you.
Yeah. You and Ted are – you will both push it to the limit, but I think you'll be responsible, largely because you know you got
largely,
the game.
Largely because JP won't be with y'all. Y'all be good.
Yo, I'm chilling on this trip. People have been hitting me up. It's 10 degrees. I get in late Friday night. I'm chilling on this trip. Thank you, Drew.
I'm looking to hang.
Just causing trouble. All right. Thank you, Drew. So I just looked this up. The three running backs in the Tampa game, B-Rob got 51% of the snaps, 37 snaps. Eckler got 47% of the snaps, 34%. And then McNichols got 14% of the snaps. He got 7 snaps.
But he was impactful.
I don't know that he was.
No, I'm talking about the first game.
Yeah, but against Tampa. Now, one difference, though, is special teams McNichols plays. He had 7% of special team snaps. 7 snaps, 33%. But C-Rod will play specials, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, hell, they never punted. So their special teams was – I mean, of their special team snaps, it was – they scored 3 touchdowns, right? No, they scored 2 touchdowns, 3 field goals, and they kicked off to start the game.
I'm like that.
I think that's it.
Mm-hmm. No punts.
No punt coverage. I guess kickoff return. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to go for it that much on fourth down, you can kind of adjust maybe even your special teams roster if you really want to dig into this thing. All right, you know what I'm going to do? Landfill, I'm on fire. I'm going to break on time. Bet you didn't think that. We're going to keep the phone lines going. If you're on hold, stay there. How confident are you in the Commanders? What are you most confident in traveling to Detroit? What makes you nervous? National Harbor listener lines are open.